Erev Shabbat Shalom, Parashat Vayikra and Zachor, a very, very, very significant Shabbat on the Jewish calendar. Rabotai, this Shabbat Haftarah is one of the most famous Haftarot of the year and probably one of the most famous incidents in the entirety of Tanakh, which is the downfall of Shaul HaMelech relative to Maaseh Amalek. Right? Obviously, that's the connection between the Maftir and the Haftarah, because the Haftarah also speaks about Milchemet Amalek of Shaul HaMelech. Now, we know that Shaul HaMelech's lack of annihilating Amalek completely costed him
his throne,
and that's when it was torn away from him and given to David HaMelech. There's a very interesting Gemara in Masechet Yoma Daf Kav Bet. The Gemara says, Shaul be'achat ve'altalo, David bishtaim ve'lo altan. Shaul HaMelech did one sin, this thing with Amalek, and it costed him his kingdom. Yet we find David HaMelech doing multiple things, two, Batsheva, then counting Am Yisrael, causing the Magefa, different things, and yet it didn't cost him. To which the Gemara says, why is that? David HaMelech had a certain si'ata dishmaya, a certain heavenly assistance that Shaul HaMelech didn't have. Now it's interesting that the Tosfot Yeshanim on the spot in that Gemara Yoma point out that Shaul HaMelech seems to have sinned more than once. Because remember, one of them was what the Gemara says, Amalek. But remember, what did Shaul do relative to Amalek, Rabotai? You remember?
Yeah.
What was it?
Kept the animals alive.
The Agag alive, right? He kept, yeah? So now, as follows, listen carefully. But what else did he do? The first week of his anointment, Shmuel HaNavi, when he anointed Shaul, he instructed him, wait for me to bring korbanot. Before they were sitting in ambush for the Plishtim. He said, I'm going away for 7 days. Wait for me to bring the korbanot until I come back. And he didn't, because they were pressuring, the Am was pressuring him, and he didn't listen. And he brought the korbanot, and Shmuel HaNavi came back, and the korbanot were already brought, and he was very upset at him. So that was another mistake. So why is the Gemara saying that Shaul HaMelech only made one mistake? Mapshat, Tosfot Yeshanim doesn't answer.
Really?
No. But I don't want to tell you.
It's a divine mistake. Like,
yeah.
Ordered by Hashem.
But listen to this. If we see, you know, in this week's Haftarah also, we find that Shmuel HaNavi gives Shaul HaMelech Musar. You know that. What was the Musar that he gave him? Not only to tell him, why'd you do this? But he gave it to him. He said, Vayomer Shmuel, im katan ata be'aynecha, rosh shivtei Yisrael ata. If you are small in your own eyes, don't forget, you're still the leader of Am Yisrael. Which means, what did he mean to tell him? Shaul HaMelech was famous for being what? He was nechba el hakelim, a tremendous anav, like Moshe Rabbeinu aya. Yeah, so humble, always running away from honor. And Shmuel HaNavi said that the basis of your mistake here, of your downfall with Amalek, is because you value public opinion too much. You think of yourself maybe as somebody who shouldn't impose this decision making, but he says, even though anava, there's nothing greater than anava, but it's a midah like any other, and it has to be correctly placed. When you're the king, sometimes what do you have to do? You have to take a stand. You have to know when to put the anava on the side and take a stand because you're the leader. You cannot let anava dictate every move of your life, just like you can't let ga'ava dictate any move of your life. Therefore, what? Says the Sichot Musar, unbelievable. David HaMelech's two mistakes, they were personal mistakes that he made himself. But what? They weren't related to midot. And therefore, what? Hashem let them slide. Shaul HaMelech's one mistake relative to Amalek came from what? Misplacement of midot.
Wow.
And therefore, says the Sichot Musar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Shaul HaMelech, there is no room for a king to use misplaced midot. Your mistake was fatal. Why? Because since you misplaced the midot, that's not leadership characteristics. And therefore, we're going to have to give the leadership to somebody else. And that would also, Rabotai, explain what the Tosfot Yeshanim's question of, hey, didn't he make another mistake? it was the same form of mistake. He caved to public opinion and public pressure. They were pressuring him to bring the Korbanot. Before Shmuel HaNavi came, he was nervous, he was jumpy, and he listened to the nation. Shmuel HaNavi says that's the same kind of mistake. That's a misplaced midah. There's a time and place for anava. But what? We find the same thing, Rabotai, that by Reuven, Yaakov Avinu didn't chastise Reuven for what he did on his deathbed. Correct? What did he chastise him for? Pachaz kamaim al totar. He says, you are, right, you were swift as water. Not for what he did. He did something, l'shem shamayim, to preserve his mother's honor. Yaakov Avinu chastised him for what? For the jumpiness, for the haste, for the lack of thinking it through, for the misplaced midah. That's what he gave it to him for. Rabotai, who is the hero? Obviously, there are two heroes of the Purim story. But Mordechai Yehudi, who is the hero? That's true, obviously, but Mordechai. He was the hero of Purim. What was so characteristic about Mordechai? Look, Rabotai, listen carefully. When it came to eating from the Seudah of HaChashverosh, the entire Jewish nation told him, it's going to be a Chilul Hashem. It's going to create Shalom Bayit problems with the Malchut. All the Terutzim in the world. Mordechai didn't flinch. He says, I'm not eating. Hashem doesn't want me to eat. He didn't cave to public pressure. When it came to what? When it came to bowing to Haman. We know even the Gemara says that a person cannot make himself an Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it could have been halachically justified for Am Yisrael to bow to Haman, and they did. Mordechai, velo kam velo za'a mimenu. He didn't flinch. They told him, if you don't bow, we're all going to die. Mordechai was the Gdol Ador, and he understood very well that this is what Hashem wanted in the moment. He kept his cool. Rabotai, Mordechai was a descendant of whom? Mordechai ben Yair ben Shim'i ben Kish. He's from the family of Shaul HaNavi, who is also called Shaul ben Kish. Therefore what? Mordechai's calm, cool, and collection was mechaper, was metaken, the misplaced midot, possibly, of Shaul HaMelech, Rabotai. And from there came the miracle of Purim. Both Mordechai and Esther, that were descendants of Shaul HaMelech, from there was Matzmiach the Yeshua. A person has to know.
What do we know that?
Huh? What
do we know that?
Gemara says. Gemara says? Yeah. Daf. You bet. Huh? Yeah, it just means from Binyamin. But Kish was the father of Shaul HaMelech. Rabotai. It's an unbelievable thing. That means that where did Yeshuaot come from? Every Yeshua you have in life is from being able, not only mistakes, but being able to focus your midot and not losing yourself.
Wow.
Making sure to use the right midot at the right times, that is the root of all Yeshuaot says. It's a huge thing. I thank you all for listening. Shabbat shalom. Tizkur shen rabot. Purim sameach. Be well. Be happy. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect all of Am Yisrael bechol mekomot shehem mikol tzara v'tzuka. Amen ken yiratzon. Shabbat shalom.
I have two questions.